Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, June 12th, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We prepare these messages each weekday morning and call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net. And that's what we want to do today. We want to encourage you with a brief perspective from God's Word. Today's message is titled, The Pantry for the Soul. And the scripture text is Proverbs 7, verse 1.
My son, keep my words and store up my commands within you.
My grandparents lived in a small white frame house in southwest Missouri in a tiny town called Harwood. The pantry was a large walk-in storage room for canned goods and baking supplies besides the kitchen. We grandkids loved to play in the pantry, and I recall getting in trouble a few times for breaking a jar or getting into something I shouldn't have. I would be scolded and told, "Stephen, get out of the pantry." Mama made the very best apple pie, and the pantry storehouse always seemed to have the ingredients she needed.
Well, pantries are a neat feature in homes, but many don't have them today. Since I like to can fruit and vegetables, we have made a pantry in our home. Actually, it's downstairs, not next to our kitchen. And I'm sure that Stephen's grandmother was intending to store up after harvest and use the fruits and vegetables and whatever else, food products through the winter until the next season. Today, we want to consider a spiritual application from the pantry today.
Our daily verse comes from Proverbs 7, which in its entirety is a warning against the adulteress. Perhaps it was initially intended as a charge from Solomon to his son or to those under his authority. However, as a part of the Holy Scriptures, I believe we are correct to take it in a more general way as from our Heavenly Father to all His children. I would also extend the application to not only physical adultery, but spiritual as well.
Keep my words. The word for keep in the Hebrew literally means to hedge about and implies guarding and protecting. We need to keep God's word deep and firmly grounded in our hearts. Jesus said, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word." We're barraged with many words and voices, but we need to know the words and voice of our Heavenly Father, most especially in these confusing times. The enemy of our soul is so cunning to deceive, and we need to be ever wary of new dangers, such as internet porn and other new devilish strategies to steal and kill and destroy.
The internet, like any other tool with the capacity for good, is exploited by the devil for his dastardly means. And we seek to use the internet and podcast would be a part of it to advance God's kingdom and share His word that we know. And we see it from the spam email we get, that we get so many forms of words that are destructive.
Store up my commands within you. This part of the verse really intrigues us. Over the years, we've done a lot of storing up of God's word through scripture memorization. However, as we mentioned in our devotional yesterday, we tend to lean toward the promises of God that bring us assurance rather than the commands of God which bring conviction. But storing up God's commands can provide a tremendous support towards self-restraint when the time of temptation comes. Store up, thou shalt not steal, and what a deterrent to stealing.
Store up, honor your father and your mother. And what a reminder of the fundamental order in society.
Store up, thou shalt not commit adultery, as you arm yourself against assaults on your morals.
Well, today consider the loving commands of a caring God and store them up, keeping the pantry for your soul overflowing.
Let's pray together. Lord, as I read and meditate on your word, help me to hide it in my heart, that I might not sin against you. It is my guidebook, so that as I live by faith, I can triumph over evil. May your Spirit touch my eyes and make me see the truths concealed within your word. I find that it is in your book that you, Lord Jesus, reveal yourself as the living word. Amen.
Amen. As Brooksine read that prayer, It occurred to me it's not only our guidebook, but the Word of God is also our guard book. So we may add that to our notes since we don't get the written version out till after we read into the podcast. Well, thank you for joining us today. It's a real joy to share God's Word, and you've made a choice today to click on this, and if you listen to these words, you've listened to it all the way through. We are on the web at dailyencouragement.net. Today we do have a couple of photos on today's post. A photo of my grandparents, a really nice portrait-type photo I found recently in some sentimental material of my mom's. Also have a photo of my dad, a great memory, of my grandpa, riding a bike well into his, we believe, his late 70s or 80s. Still rode a bike. But I don't have a photo of the pantry. Well, have a blessed day. Continue to stay faithful, be encouraged, and store those words up in your soul.